This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further, literally. They cover all things travel finance, like which travel cards are actually worth the annual fee and which just look shiny, which airport lounges are legit and which offer just stale crackers. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Today on Go Nomad, we leave behind the neon pulse of Ho Chi Minh City for something slower, sweeter, and sunnier. Join senior writer Chin Liang on a day trip through the Mekong Delta, a world of swaying palms, earthy temples, and brackish canals that wind like veins through the countryside. We begin in a sun-dappled orchard where waxy leaves shimmer in the heat and the air smells faintly of ripe mango. On woven rattan trays, tropical fruits, some spiked, some smooth, some glowing like jewels, await. You'll bite into a jackfruit with its gummy texture and candy-like sweetness, mango with a citrus tang, and sapodilla, a creamy, caramel-like treat with rough brown skin and custard inside. Cicadas trill overhead like tiny electric violins, their hum constant and hypnotic. Then it's a short boat ride over to Unicorn Island. As we glide across the silky, chocolate-hued river, dragonflies skim the surface and wooden houses peek through the jungle green. At the island, a bamboo pavilion shaded by banana trees welcomes us with plates of fruit and cups of chilled tea. Local musicians, dressed in flowing tunics, gather and play ancient tunes on the Don Kim, a delicate, round-bodied instrument that emits plucked notes like falling raindrops. At one point, the group breaks into the song If You're Happy and You Know It, their voices twinkling with mischief as the tip box dances between hands. We pass under archways of leaves toward a bee farm, where the air smells thick with nectar and the buzz feels alive. You'll sip honey tea that tastes sun-warmed and slightly floral, served in tiny porcelain cups that feel cool to the touch. Want a photo op? Hold up a golden slab of honeycomb, glistening like amber in the light. Interested in bee alchemy? Locals offer royal jelly, a pale, creamy substance fed to only the queen bees. It's rumored to smooth skin and soothe blood pressure. Now on to Ben Tre Village, famed for its coconut candy. Inside a small factory, the scent of toasted sugar and coconut milk swirls around as workers stir bubbling pots with long wooden paddles. Malt syrup gives the candy its signature stretch. You watch as the warm mixture is poured into trays and sliced into chewy squares. Samples are abundant. Sticky fingers are guaranteed. We pause briefly at Phoenix Island, once home to the curious coconut religion, where a local mystic lived on coconut meat and milk alone. His teaching centered on moderation, and his followers donned robes and worshipped beneath palm-thatched sanctuaries. Though the movement dissolved in the 70s, whispers of its philosophy still float through these palm fronds. Next, a sampan ride through the canals so narrow the nipa palm brushes your shoulders. These low wooden boats, each holding no more than 5 people, gently drift over brackish water. Look up, dragonflies, falling leaves, and curious birds overhead. Look down, reflections of sky rippling in muddy currents. Don your nan la, that iconic Vietnamese conical hat, and snap your river photo. It's a tradition. Then lunch. The elephant ear fish arrives crisp, upright, and statuesque on its wooden stand. Its golden skin crackles. With practiced precision, a server debones the fish. The flaky meat collapses onto a plate. Roll it with herbs and rice paper and dip it into fish sauce and taste the river's bounty. The final stop is the Grand Vinh Trang Pagoda. Today is Wesak Day, Buddha's birthday, and the temple grounds pulse with celebration. You walk past paper lanterns swinging in the breeze, volunteers serving sweet drinks and vegan dishes, children laughing under the strings of flags. A float glides past, petals cascading around a porcelain baby Buddha whose smile seems to bless the air itself. If you choose to stay longer, you can board a boat at dusk and watch the fireflies blink like stars in the mangrove shadows. But even a single day in the Mekong gives you enough to carry home the scent of coconut candy, the shimmer of river light, the sounds of monks chanting beneath gilded spires. It's not just a trip. It's a reminder to slow down, sip deep, and let the Mekong's current carry you.
Looking for a quick, engaging travel inspiration? Travel Intent is your go-to. Hosts David Brody and Tim Johnson have explored over 145 countries and bring their expertise to highlight a new destination each week in just 10 minutes. You'll love their tips and stories. Listen now at voyescape.com.